In the past 5 years, state officials have approved 37 oil drilling permits. Many of those permits have been concentrated in southwest Florida counties such as Collier, Hendry, and Lee, as well as parts of Miami-Dade. In short, there's the potential for a spike in oil drilling all throughout the greater Everglades ecosystem. Orlando Democratic State Senator Darren Soto wants to halt these permits. In a letter to Florida Department of Environmental Protection Secretary Herschel Vineyard, Soto requested that the DEP, quote, immediately suspend all recently approved oil exploration permits in the Everglades to assure the Environmental Protection Committees in both the Senate and House have a chance to review the risks and effects of this decision, end quote. Soto says the legislature is spending almost $1 billion to restore the River of Grass. He says allowing rampant oil drilling will be counterproductive. Soto says he's been working with Democratic State Senator Dwight Bullard to pass amendments during this upcoming session that would address this issue.
Then when the article came out in the Herald that they were approving new leases, we were frankly appalled. And that's why I sent the letters today. But I'll be working with your senator down in southwest Florida and in the Everglades area to help see that this is curbed and potentially stopped.
Among the approved oil drilling sites is one next to the Florida Panther Wildlife Refuge, the Picayune Strand, and the Audubon Corkscrew Swamp. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.